chapter 21, attracting the gopis by flute. This way, when the autumn season was so beautifully current, when the waters in the lakes and the rivers became as clear as crystal, it was full with fragrant lotus flowers, the air was breathing so nicely. At that time, Krishna, accompanied by the cowherd's boy, entered the forest of Vrindavan. And Krishna was very much pleased by the atmosphere of the forest, where all flowers were blooming, and the bees and drones were humming very jubilantly, and the birds, trees and plants were looking all very happy. At that time, Krishna, while tending the cows, accompanied by Sri Balaram and the cowherd's boys, began to vibrate his transcendental flute. The gopis in Vrindavan, immediately after hearing the vibration of the flute of Krishna, remembered him and began to talk amongst themselves how nicely Krishna was blowing upon his flute. While the gopis were describing about the sweet vibration of Krishna's flute amongst themselves, at that time they also remembered the pastimes with Krishna, and thus their mind became disturbed, and they were unable to describe completely about the beautiful vibration of the flute. The gopis, while discussing about the transcendental vibration of the flute of Krishna, they remembered also how Krishna was dressed and how he was playing the flute. They remembered that Krishna, first of all, was decorated on his head by the peacock feather, and he was just like a dancing actor with blue flowers pushed on the top of his ear. His garment was glowing just like yellow gold, and he was garlanded with a Vaijanti necklace. Being dressed in such attractive way, Krishna was filling up the holes of his flute by the nectar emanating from his lips. And thus he entered the forest of Vrindavan, which is always glorified by the footprints of Krishna and his companions, the cowherd's boys. In this fashion, Krishna began to play on his flute, as he is very much expert in such singing of the flute. The gopis, thus being captivated by the sound vibration of Krishna's flute, which was not only attractive to the gopis, but it was so to all living creatures. And thus they began to describe the beauty and sweetness of Krishna's flute as follows. One of the gopis addressed her friend and said, "The highest perfection of eyes is to see Krishna and Balaram in that fashion entering the forest and playing their respective flute and pretending the cloud along with cowherd's boys." In other words, persons who are constantly engaged in seeing Krishna internally and externally by thinking of them as playing the flutes, entering the Vrindavan forest, tending cows along with cowherd's boys, and always engaged in such a transcendental meditation, have really attained the perfection of having these senses, meditation, and body, trance, means absorption of all the activities of the senses on a particular object. And the gopis indicate that this is the perfection of all meditation and samadhi. And this is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, that anyone who is always absorbed in the thought of Krishna within himself is the topmost of all yogis. Another gopi expressed an opinion that Krishna and Balaram, while tending the cows along with the cowherd's boy, and dressed in glowing garments, yellow collar and blue collar respectively, carrying in their hands new twigs of a mango tree, peacock feathers, a bunch of flowers, dressed with garland of lotus flower, sometimes singing very sweetly among his friends, and all of them appear just like actors going to play on a dramatic stage, addressed other friends how Krishna Balaram was looking so beautiful. Another gopi said, my dear friends, we cannot think of the fruit made of bamboo rod. What sort of pious activities might have executed, so much so that it is now enjoying the nectarine, the leaves of Krishna, which is practically the property of us, the gopis. The idea is that Krishna sometimes kisses the gopis, therefore the transcendental nectarine out of his leaves is available only to the gopis. But the fruit, which is nothing but a bamboo rod, how it was possible that the fruit is always engaged in the matter of enjoying the nectarine from the leaves of Krishna? Because the fruit is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. The mother of the fruit and the father of the fruit are also so happy in their appreciation. The waters in the lake and in the river are considered to be the mother of the trees, because the trees live simply by drinking waters. So the waters in the lake and the river of Vrindavan were full with growing lotus flower, in a happy mood, because the waters are thinking how their child, the bamboo rod, is enjoying the nectarine of Krishna's leaves. Similarly, the trees, or the bamboo trees, which were standing by the bank of the river and the lakes, they were also happy to see that their descendant is so engaged in the service of the Lord, exactly like persons who are advanced in transcendental knowledge take pleasure when some of their descendant is engaged in the service of the Lord. Trees, being overwhelmed with such joy, pouring incessantly drops of honey emanating from the beehives hanging on the branches.
Krishna Tirum number 23. And as gopi began to address her other friends and say, my dear friends, our Vrindavan is proclaiming the glories of this earth planet, because this planet is glorified by the lotus footmark of the son of Devaki. Besides that, when Govinda plays on his flute, the
only animals and trees and plants see such dancing of the peacock. All of them, either on the top of the Govardhan Hill or on the valley, everyone becomes stand still because they are hearing the transcendental sound of the flute with great attention. I think this advantage of our planet is not possible to be available in any other planet. By this assertion of the gopis, it appears that the gopis, although were the village cowherds, women and girls, they had sufficient geographical knowledge, and such is the effect of Vedic civilization. People in general would learn the highest truths of the Vedas simply by hearing from authoritative sources. Another gopi said, "My dear friends, just see the deers, although they are dumb animals, how they have approached the son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, while he is so nicely dressed. Not only they are attracted by the dress of Krishna and Balaram, but as soon as they heard the playing of the flutes by them, immediately, along with their husband, they offer expressful obeisances unto the Lord by looking on him with great affection. Gopis were envious of the position of the deers because the deers were able to offer their service to Krishna along with their husbands, whereas the gopis thought themselves that they were not so fortunate because whenever they want to go to Krishna, their husbands are not very happy. Brother Gopi said, "My dear friends, Krishna is so nicely dressed that he appears to be impetus of various kinds of ceremonies by the women folk, because even the wives of the denizens of heaven, just after hearing the transcendental sound of the flute, felt attractive tunes, although they are traveling in the air on their different airplanes, enjoying the company of their husbands. Still, just after hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, immediately they become perturbed and their bunch of hair become loosened, their tight veil become slackened. This means the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna reached in all corners of the universe." There also another significance is found, that the gopis knew about different kinds of aeroplanes flying in the sky. The gopi said to his friends, "My dear friends, the cows also so much churn that as soon as they hear the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna, it appeared to them just like pouring of nectar. And in order to pierce the liquid nectar of the sound of flute, they immediately spread their long ears to receive the nectar. But so far their cups were concerned, the cups just touched the nipples of their mother in the mouth, but could not suck the milk. They remained stuck with devotion, and from their eyes the tears were gliding down, manifesting vividly how they were embracing Krishna heart to heart." All these indicate that even the cows and calves in Vrindavan knew how to cry for Krishna and embrace him heart to heart. Actually, Krishna consciousness perfection can be culminated in bleeding tears from the eyes. another younger gopi raised his mother and said, my dear mother, these birds were all looking exactly to Krishna playing on his flute. They are sitting very attentively on the branches and twigs of different trees. And from their feature, it appears that they have forgotten everything but are engaged only in the matter of hearing Krishna's flute. All these prove that these birds are not ordinary birds. They are great sages and devotees. Just to hear Krishna's flute, they have appeared in the Vrindavan forest as birds. Great sages and scholars are interested in the Vedic knowledge, but the essence of Vedic knowledge stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedicha Sadhu Yahameva Vedam, that through the knowledge of all Vedas, Krishna has to be understood. So from the behavior of these birds, it appears that they are great scholars in Vedic knowledge and they have taken to Krishna's transcendental vibration of the flute, rejecting all other branches of Vedic knowledge. Ribad Jamuna, being too much desirous to embrace the lotus feet of Krishna after hearing the transcendental vibration of his flute, has broken her fearful wax, but she is flowing very nicely with lotus flowers in her hands of wax, just to present Mukunda, her feeling presentation of lotus flower. The autumn season, the scorching heat of sunshine is sometimes intolerable. Therefore, the autumn clouds on the sky is very much sympathetic on Krishna and Balaram along with their cowherds, boys, friends, while they are engaged in blowing their flutes, acting as umbrella on their head, just to make friendship with Krishna. The dissatisfied aborigine girls also become fully satisfied when they smear toward their face and breast the dust of Vrindavan, which was caused reddish on account of touch of Krishna's lotus feet. The idea is that the aborigine girls who have got very good gut so far their breast is concerned, and they are also very much lusty. So when their lovers twisted their breast, they are not very much satisfied. But when they came out in the midst of the forest, they saw that while Krishna was walking, some of the leaves and creepers of Vrindavan had become reddish on account of the kumkum powder which fled from the lotus feet of Krishna. The lotus feet of Krishna is held by the gopis on their breast, which is also smeared with kumkum powder. But when Krishna travels in the Vrindavan forest with Baladev ji and his cowherds, boys, friends, such reddish powder fall also on the ground of the Vrindavan forest. So these lusty aborigine girls, while looking towards Krishna playing his flute, they saw also the reddish kumkum on the ground and immediately took them and smeared over their face and breast, and thus they become fully satisfied, although they are not satisfied when their lover touched their breast. In other words, all material lusty desires can be immediately satisfied if one comes in contact with Krishna consciousness. Another gopi began to eulogize the unique position of the Govardhan Hill. He said, how much fortunate is this Govardhan Hill from its legs. The best presentation offered by Govardhan Hill is the cows and calves. It's newly grown green grasses. In other words, Govardhan Hill knows how to please the Lord by pleasing their most beloved associates, the cows and the cowherd's boys. Next point, another gopi said that Krishna and Balaram, thus traveling in the forest of Vrindavan, as well as playing with their flutes, making their friendship so intensified with all kinds of living creatures, both moving and not moving, that everything appears to be very wonderful. When Krishna and Balaram play on their flute, the moving living creatures become stunted and stop their activity, whereas the non-moving living creatures like trees and plants, they begin to shiver out of ecstasy. In other words, the moving creatures become immovable, whereas the immoving creatures become movable. Such is the wonderful reaction of the vibration of transcendental flutes of Krishna and Balaram. While all creatures become moved in this way, Krishna and Balaram beautifully appears to be cowherd boy by taking the binding rope of the cows on their shoulder and head. The cowherd boy, while milking from the cows, they bind the hind legs with a small rope. This rope almost always hangs on the shoulder of the cowherd's boy. This symbolic representation of cowherd's boy was also not absent in the personality of Krishna and Balaram. In other words, in spite of their being the supreme personality of Godhead, they still played exactly like cowherd's boy, and therefore everything became so wonderful and attractive. While Krishna was engaged in tending the cows in the forest of Vrindavan or on the hill of Govardhan, the gopis in the village were always absorbed in the thought of Krishna by discussing different affairs in the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Balaram. It is the perfect example of Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other, if one remains always in the thoughts of Krishna, vivid examples of which are always present in the behavior of the gopis, therefore Lord Chaitanya recommended that nobody can worship the Lord by any worshipful method which is better than the method invented by the gopis. Gopis were not born in very high family of the Brahmins or Kshatriyas. They were born in the families of the Vaishyas, but also not of very big mercantile communities, but village cowherds men. They are not very much educated, although they had all sorts of knowledge by hearing from the Brahmins the authority of Vedic knowledge, but their only business was to remain always absorbed in the thought of Krishna. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport of the 21st chapter, Krishna, in the matter of distracting the gopis by the vibration of Krishna's flute.